Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we are focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Drive On podcast. Today, my guest is Dr. Victi Matthews. Dr. Matthews is an author, teacher, relationship coach, and naturopathic physician. Her work is focused on helping people better understand themselves and the people in their lives. And from this understanding, naturally grow better relationships. And today we're going to discuss how to manage things like anger in ourselves and in others, and some quick fixes that we might need to put into our lives when things aren't going quite the way we want them to. So welcome to the show, Victi. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Okay. So I am a naturopathic physician and a relationship coach. I have a degree in psychology as well. In fact, I had an MBA in consumer behavior. My husband says I have way too much education, but I love learning. So I'll go back to school at the drop of a beat. So anyway, what I have done over the course of my practice is work with people, fairly seriously ill people, and especially focused on cancer patients. And one of the things that I found in my practice was to really heal from cancer, you have to be balanced emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And we worked on those areas, but when we came to the emotional piece, almost every single person's emotional issues dealt with relationships. So what I did was start introducing into my practice something that I'd used for my relationship with my husband, which was a system based on the five element model from traditional Chinese medicine, which is water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And in that model that they use to describe seasons or the phases of anything, I saw personalities. So I started ascribing personalities and identifying what my tendencies would be, what my husband's, and how to make those work better. And I started sharing that with my patients, and it really made differences for them. So that was incredibly fulfilling. I remember one of my clients was a macho guy who had been a football star in college, and he had a son, and his son didn't want to play with the football. And so he came to me and said, I'm raising a wimpy kid. You know, what's with my kid? He's a wimp. It's like, no, he's not a wimp. He's just not like you. He's different. So you need to understand that about him. He was he's what I would call a water personality, whereas the dad was a wood, make it happen, assertive, aggressive type personality. And once he understood that his kid was artistic and really wanted a camera, really wanted to, loved drawing and painting, he got him a camera, and it changed their relationship. They did photo weekends together, and that kid's a professional photographer now. And so it was that level of understanding, not to project ourselves onto other people, and we'll never totally experience what someone else does, but we can at least try and understand it. So, and that helped me again with my marriage significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed when with my own children, watching them grow up, you know, from the time that they're infants and they're growing up, and they start to develop their own personalities, and they're as unique as anything else, right? Yeah. And to expect that they're going to have the same exact interests as you or the same talents or whatever, it's just sort of unrealistic. I mean, sure, they're going to probably gravitate a little bit more towards what mom or dad is doing just because that's what they know. If mom's always, you know, baking these wonderful cakes and brownies and other things like that, well, the kids are going to start to be like, hey, these things taste great, and I'm going to want to learn a little bit more about how do I do that, right? And so I think that's just sort of natural, right? But they're going to have their own interests as well. They may not be into that, you know, more than just, you know, the younger years of their life. So yeah, you definitely have to be open, I think, in all relationships to what other people are, what their talents are, what their,
yes,
what their interests are, and things like, yeah, that. So you're not projecting your own interests and your own things onto other people, right?
Exactly. And also, if you know what their skills are, for example, if you're hiring someone, you want people to have the same skill set that you're requiring for that particular position. So that's another way of, again, that with this model that I developed that's featured in my book, you can know ahead of time you're going to be looking. If you want a salesperson, well, you don't want to hire a shy person. You want someone that likes to be out there, either, you know, more wood personality to make it happen, or even better, a fire personality. Those are the people that love to be in front of an audience. They, you know, 10,000 people, no problem. I'll go talk to them tomorrow. They're really engaging and tell jokes well and connect with people. That's what you want, a salesperson to be able to connect. So it's also, if you're running a company or trying to get yourself hired someplace, how to play to your strengths or how to help your employees play to their strengths.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier the five different personalities that you're talking about there. Could you describe what each one of those are? Because I know you mentioned them as in terms of like the elements.
Yeah.
And what does each one of those actually mean, right? As far as like, let's relate that to a type of person.
Absolutely.
Maybe an avatar of somebody that we might know in our own lives, right?
Yes. Okay. So it starts with water. And the Chinese built this on the flow of seasons. So that's winter. Water is winter. It's a quiet time. Everything's interdirected. Think about it. The fish are swimming under the ice, but we don't see them on the surface. The animals are sleeping in their dens, that kind of a thing. So it's very still, very restful, very yin, interdirected time. Those are going to be your searchers, your loners as personalities. They're philosophic, very creative artists. Think about Vincent van Gogh. He would have been a really good example of a water person. Just, you know, super, super creative and not particularly the most socially functional person on the planet because they don't really need other people. They're totally happy with themselves and what they're doing. Okay. So the next around the cycle would be spring. That's that wood energy. And that's, you know, that's the force it takes for a bud to burst through the bark of the tree. You know, just like energy manifest. I always joke to people when you're hiring, if you want something done, hire a wood. Woods make things happen. So wood people are the business executives, they're athletes, the trial lawyers, generals. Walter Payton was a wood, you know, as a football player, he could make every play that needed to happen. It's a visionary. Wood people look at the future. They're very good at reading the future and saying, okay, we need to get from A to Z. Here's how we're going to get there, this and this. So they're future oriented, they're great planners and they're great organizers. So then you come to summer. That's fiery energy. And those, as I said, they're people that love to talk to other people. They're comedians, speakers, actors. They love attention. The late comic Robin Williams was a perfect example of a fire. You know, like no boundaries, like drop it all and just be hysterical right on the spot. And so those are people, but it really matters to fire people to connect with other people. It may not be a long-term connection. In fact, it probably won't be. But quick connections, they're great at parties. They can work any room at any party, anytime. I mean, just really, they're people short-term. So they can make anything a party. They can make anything fun. So we love the fire people. It's just that sometimes they tire us after a while.
Right.
So then we're going to go to fall, which is the metal personality. And that's where things close down. You start as the summer's ending and in autumn, you know, the leaves fall from the tree. The energy starts moving back inward. So one thing about metal people is that they sit at the end of the cycle. So they can look back and say, here's what worked. Here's what didn't work. Here's what we're taking forward. Here's what we're leaving behind. They're great sorters. They're great analysts. The architects, accountants, anything that needs detail, architects, accountants, corporate lawyers, military very frequently sits in the metal element because it's so structured and organized. There's nothing more structured than metal as an element. But again, we don't have just one. We have all five of them in us. So we lead with one, but we can access all of them. So I think of Frank Lloyd Wright as a really good example as an architect and so specific and detailed, but still very creative in his own way. He was a really good example of a metal person. So the last is Earth. Earth in the model, when the model is drawn, Earth sits between fire and metal, and it's balance. It's solstices and equinoxes, and we talk about Earth mothers, that's what Earth is. Earth is caring and nurturing and desire to make other people happy. Foodies are Earth. Good cooks have a lot of Earth. Any nurse or teacher you've ever known has a lot of Earth energy because they're so caring and they want other people to be happy. So basically, they're distinct personalities, but again, we have all of them. So I can access my metal if I need to look back and say, well, this didn't work, so why am I going to try it again, type of thing. But without thinking about it, I'm going to lead with my wood. And my husband, without thinking about it, will lead with his metal. So, you know, it's just, and then the trick is this model isn't just static. They all relate to each other. So they relate to each other, each elemental personality, just like it does in nature. Think about water. Water feeds wood, right? Trees need water to grow, but water puts out fire. So the relationship between a water and a wood person is going to be very different than a water and a fire person. All of them can work. And that's something I really focus on very strongly in my book, and that I don't want people to say, well, like, you know, that's a water person. I can't possibly be with them. No. You could fall in love with anyone you want, and I promise there's a way to make it work.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So I think, you know, because we were using some of the terms that you were referring to, some of the elements, and I wanted, you know, to kind of clarify some of that for the listeners. Right. And a lot of those, I feel like as you're describing them, like I already knew what they were. I just didn't know specifically the element that, which element corresponded to what.
Personality. You
know, personality, right? Yeah. There's the introvert, extrovert kind of thing.
Right. Right.
You can.
Right.
Like those I'm familiar with, and these I maybe wasn't so familiar with. And so now I can kind of relate to those a little bit better now that you've explained those, right? So,
so
now that we're talking about veterans, largely is the population that's really listening to this podcast, or the people who are listening to it are interested in helping out the veterans in their lives. And we're talking about people who, especially over the last 20 some odd years, have dealt with conflict quite a bit. And a good number of us have tended to have probably an aggressive personality. And anger is one of those things that's somewhat encouraged in the military. I want to talk about what we do when we bring some of that stuff home, because it's probably pretty easy for a lot of us to bring that home into our personal relationships out of work after we leave the military. It's just been ingrained in us for so long that, you know, maybe we just don't know how to turn that off. And so how can we better manage some of that in our anger?
And I think that's a really wise observation and suggestion, that if you think about elements, wood and metal are the two most structured. It doesn't get a whole lot more structured than wood and metal. And so I would venture to guess that 90% of the people that are in military and do well in military are either wood or metal personalities. So when wood is stressed, it goes to anger. So and I have to imagine, never having been in the military myself, but there has to be a lot of stressed situations. So it is not surprising that people would become angry. And what you want to do is, number one, try and ratchet down the stress level. And then there are lots of ways to help someone that is feeling stressed and angry mitigate that and soften that. I mean, you can't tell somebody you can't be angry, because, you know, you and I both know that's not going to work.
If anything, it'll backfire on you.
You'll just be more angry.
Yeah.
But I do think if people understand, okay, where I'm going to go, because again, I'm that wood personality. If I know I'm going to go to anger, I can do some things. And we're talking some silly things, like there's certain teas that help balance wood energy. There are certain colors that help balance wood energy. So if I know I'm going into a place where my buttons are likely to get pushed, I might actually proactively wear a different color. Or, I mean, it may sound woo-woo, but certain stones have an energy, because these are all energies we're talking about. You know, they're not, you know, wearing a badge that says, okay, I'm a wood type of thing. It's kind of wired into your energy that can help make things go more smoothly. So it's kind of that understanding. And it's an understanding of yourself. It's also an understanding, going back to that, how water and wood relate versus water and fire, that you could be madly in love with, be a water person and be madly in love with a fire person, but you have to understand the dynamics. And once you do, you can work with it. I mean, I honestly, truly believe anybody can get along with anybody else if they understand and are willing to put a little effort in.
Right. And I think that's the key out of all of this here, regardless of what you call it, if it's wood or fire or whatever, you know, whatever the personality types are, whatever you call it, I think at the end of the day, just that understanding aspect of it is the most important thing. And so, you know, someone might be listening to this and they may feel like, oh, that's a little too woo-woo for me. I'm not really buying into all of that stuff. And that's fine. And I get it, because, you know, certain things are not going to be, it's not going to be for everyone. They're not going to understand it the right way to get the full benefit out of it.
Right.
But I think you still can have a takeaway here of just that general understanding of the other people and try to understand their personality. Just like you're talking about that that guy in the beginning of this episode where he was into football and his son wasn't.
Yes.
And you know, he was thinking, oh, I'm raising a wuss. Well, no, you're not raising a wuss. You're just raising somebody who has a different personality than you. They're not
very
into
different.
That type
yes.
of stuff, right? And that's okay. Like, I think
and
that's
in
the key.
In some ways, better. You know, it's better because he will honor the difference of his child and help raise that, not try and make a little mini-me out of him.
Right. And if you think about it, if we all had the same personalities, like how boring would this world
be?
That
would be horrible. Right? And not everything would get done. I mean, that's the other thing that I think is really special. And I tried to put into the information in my book is here is what each of these different personalities will be really good at.
Yep.
Here's what they might have trouble with. Here's what, like, if you need a plumber, don't go to a fire. You know, find a personality that knows detail and knows how to do things and is good with their hands. And so it's
right.
really, it's like, I think of it in some ways as a primer of understanding all the different people in your life.
Right, because there are so many different people. And you just brought up some good examples there of even the people who provide services, right? A plumber, electrician, a doctor, you know, the landscaper or your accountant, all of those people, they all have their own personalities. And
right.
you may not necessarily want to invite them over to dinner because maybe they're just not your cup of tea. But
right.
if they're the right personality for the job that they're doing, then maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you want to hang on to that person.
And you want to understand them enough to get along with them well enough so that it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's what I look at what's happening in the country, 40 million lawsuits a year with the third highest divorce rate in the world, half of our millennials already in relationship counseling. That says to me, we have trouble getting along. You know, we really do. And I think that comes from either not an ability to understand or not willing to understand. And that's why I try to make it as simple as possible. I mean, there's a quiz to figure out on my website to figure out what your primary LML personality is. I mean, you don't even have to sit and ponder yourself. You can take this quiz. But if we understand that what you're going to bring to the table and what someone else is going to bring to the table, how do you benefit from that?
Right. And there is a benefit there too, because if you had everybody who was very analytical mindset, not going to end up with great artworks that are, you know, all over museums all over the world, right?
You're or good dinners. You
or good dinner. Yeah. I mean, you'll eat, but it's not going to be like you're going to some five-star restaurant or anything, right? So let's change up a little bit here. Let's talk about when we're dealing with other people, you know, let's say we're trying to have a better understanding of other people and but we're dealing with people who don't quite understand us, and they end up getting angry with us for whatever reason. Maybe our personalities are just clashing with them. They don't quite understand where we're coming from. How do we deal with other people and help those relationships?
Okay. A lot of it will depend on how invested in the relationship you are. I mean, if this is your mother-in-law and you have to get along with this person, then I will go back to the word understanding. And I have had to work with a lot of people in my practice who I just hit me the wrong way, but I knew I could help this person and I'm committed to helping people. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to really work with this person. What I have done for myself is I can tell you the high points of every single personality. Yes, they may rub me the wrong way, but they're good at this, they're good at this, they're good at this. And I try and see the best in that person. And that helps me understand where they're coming from, and that they're probably coming from a good place. I mean, nobody gets up in the morning and decides to be a jerk, I think, really. I hope not. So it comes back to that understanding that if we take a little bit of a time to look at how they're acting, what matters to them, what they're good at, you know, a few little markers, we can pretty much say, okay, they're manifesting this type of energy. And emotions, unfortunately, are a great way to do it. Where we go when we're stressed is a pretty good indication of our elemental personality. Waters are going to go to depression. They're going to they go deep underwater. They detach. They go to depression. They go to fear, angst, and that kind of thing. A wood personality is going to go to anger. They're going to go to anger and frustration because they're usually trying to do something and something's in their way. Water or fire people are going to go to anxiety and panic. You know, still, it's going to be very active, very movement oriented, but it's going to be like, it's like, oh no, what's happening? What's happening here? That's a out of balance fire person. Earth people will go to caring and compassion. They you have to be really out of balance as an earth to go to something that's not functional, and that would be codependence. Earth people can become codependent. And metal people, they go to, if they're really out of balance and things aren't going well, they can go to grief. They can go to sadness that it's ending and things aren't ending well, or something's over and it's not over in a good way. But they can also become very erudite and arrogant because they have seen a whole cycle. They usually know more about what's going on than most people. So they know that about themselves. So if they're out of balance, and the goal, of course, is always balance. So if they get out of balance, they can be a little aloof, a little erudite, a little I know more than you do type of thing. So,
right. And I think we all know people, I think, who have some of these traits that you've talked about, right? And so, you know, for the listeners, as you're sitting there listening to this episode, you know, I want you to think about some of these people who are in your life that maybe you don't have quite as good of a relationship with as you could, or that you maybe want to have. You know, you mentioned like a mother-in-law, for example, and that's a stereotypical example where a lot of times it works really well because, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, the in-laws just don't have great relationships, right? But it's something that you probably should want to have a good relationship with those people, right? If those people are important to your spouse, then they should be important to you as
well.
And so you'd want to work on that. So maybe think about them and what their personality types are, and try to maybe get an understanding of what it is that is driving their behaviors or their actions or what have you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, would imagine that many in-laws want only what's best for their son or daughter. And if it seems like they're not getting it from their spouse, then maybe that's a great reason why they're acting the way they're acting or saying what they're saying or whatever the case may be. And so, you know, try to just come to a better understanding of whatever it is that they're going through.
And what their priorities are. I mean, look at it through their lens, because each of the elemental personalities look at the world through a different lens. A wood's going to say, what can I get done today? You know, what can I check off my list? A metal person's going to say, oh, what is so great that I want to move forward with it, you know, looking back. In fact, an interesting thing about the metal personality, and a lot of military sits in the metal personality because hierarchy is so much a part of the metal element. Because metal people tend to look back, if I say a typical wood question is, where do you want to be in 10 years? And any wood on the planet can answer that question. You ask that to someone who has a really strong metal personality, they don't look forward. They look back. So you almost have to say, 10 years from now, what would you like to look back on and have achieved? It's understanding that perspective in them. And each of the elemental personalities has a different perspective, but it's that kind of understanding. You know, if I had a couple that I worked with and she was a wood, she's like, so what do you want to get done tomorrow? What do you want to get done next week? What if we do this in 3 years? And her husband was so not able to process that. You know, her wood was so forward-looking, and his metal was so backwardly, you know, analyzing and assessing. They had to really come to terms with there has to be a better way to approach it, because you're not wired to be compatible that way. I mean, they had a great relationship in lots of other ways, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And when you understand where that other person is coming from, that person who's looking back instead of forward or vice versa, when you understand where they're coming, it will help you to do things like rephrase questions, you know, as opposed to where would you like to be in 10 years? Where would in 10 years you like to look back and see? Exactly. Like that, just reframing the question just ever so slightly helps to put yourself in that other person's shoes and kind of understand where they're coming from. And, you know, I think one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to have you on the show is because I know just so many military related people, whether they're currently serving or veterans, they have troubled relationships, especially marriages, you know, where they're getting divorced more often than the typical, you know, American family is getting divorced. And that's, to me, it's a shame, because a lot of times there is something there between those people. It's not a bad relationship. It's just maybe they don't quite understand each other.
And that's key.
The understanding is the key, I think. And when you work on that, and try to understand each other's personalities and their likes and their dislikes and their beliefs and everything, the whole picture, whatever makes up that person, and call it what you want. If you want to call it the different elements or if you want to call it different things, to me, that doesn't matter. It's really just building on that understanding and helping helping to understand who they are. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I think, I mean, a really good example is from my past. My husband and I met in college, and we married, moved, and graduated all in the same weekend. You know, it's like, let's just get it all done there. And we were driving out from Chicago to LA, which is where I grew up, to go to my best friend's wedding. And we hit the Mojave Desert. Now, I don't know if you've been to the Mojave Desert, but there is nothing there. It is rocks and sand. That's it. And my husband drove the speed limit. And I looked at him and I said, can we speed this up? And he looked back at me like I had four heads and said, we're going the speed limit. And it was like, oh my God, I don't think I like the man I love. I mean, who is this person? I mean, I would have been like tearing through the Mojave Desert. And that was the beginning of the quest for me. How can I understand this person? Because I love this person and I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. And it wasn't too long after that, as part of my naturopathic studies, I discovered the five element model and started working with it and realizing, well, he's a metal. He's wired to honor rules, laws, process, protocol. I am not. But I have to appreciate that in him and give him space for that to be okay. And he has to appreciate that I'm a cowgirl. I mean, I'm like, make it happen. Who cares? You know, Harry bar the door type of thing. And he has to appreciate that matters to me. And a good turning point in our marriage was for a good personality that's making things happen. The last thing you want to do is say no. You can say, how about if this? But to say no to someone who's in the middle of a big planning thing is like a car running into a brick wall.
Right.
So he really quickly figured out the no wasn't a good idea. And I mean, a good example is I wanted to tear a wall down the day after Christmas with our Christmas tree still up. And he's like, yeah, I'm not sure you've considered all the dust and all the mess. So he did stop me in a very reasonable way from doing a very stupid thing. So like, no matter how you relate, if you understand each other and take the time to learn the tools, a little bit of, you know, understanding makes a huge difference and you can get along with anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this I think is a conversation that is way deeper than I think we can get into here. But I did mention in the beginning that you are an author, you wrote the book, that I want to give you the chance to talk a little bit more about the book. But in the book, again, titled The Five Elements of Relationships, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Anyplace. So could you tell us a little bit about that book and what it's all about and what people could expect from it?
Okay. What you can expect from it is honestly better relationships. You can expect that you will understand anybody that you come across, even at a cursory level. And there's certain clues that will tell you pretty quickly what their primary personality is. Another aspect of the five element model is it's that predictive, you know, water will feed wood, but it's not going to be so cool for fire. And so you can pretty much within 5 minutes determine, you'll know what your personality is. And I have a quiz on my website that people can take to determine the mix of the different elements in their personality. And so the minute you come across someone, you'll be able to say, oh, so this will be where it'll be easy and here's where it's going to be hard. So, you know, be aware of that. And so I think that probably was the most important part for me was for people to give them like a model, literally to fit things into. And so that's what my book is about. It's about that model and the different personalities and a whole lot about each of the personalities and things that'll be easy for them, things that'll be hard. And half the book is about when things don't work. I mean, it's like, here's what you can do when you're in a relationship with this type of a person and it's not going smoothly. Yes, again, like me, I loved him. I wasn't sure I liked him. So how to make that better so that you can get along. You may end up saying, okay, we were too young. We shouldn't have married. And, you know, let's say we need to go our separate ways. But I'll tell you, everybody I've worked with, I'm making sure this is true. I think of everybody I've worked with, only one couple has decided to divorce. And then they hired me to help them divorce amicably.
Yeah. And I think that just goes to say something like once when you understand the person that you're with, you know, you may not be madly in love with every single person that you meet, right? That's
no,
not love.
Not, or that
would be a complicated
life.
It would be a very uncomfortable life, right? But you're going to at least understand them and be able to get along with them once when you have that understanding under your belt, right?
And honor them for what they're good at. on it. Just, it may not be what you're good at, in which case maybe you need them, but, and their priorities may not be what your priorities are, but honor them for who they are and what their goal and role in this world is, instead of dissing them because they're not like you.
Right. And that, I think these days it's just all too easy to do. People do it so often, and it's just become part of, I hate to say it, but it's part of the culture almost, where people just attack other people for having different personalities, different points of view,
different
beliefs, whatever, you know, and that's just not the right way.
It isn't.
Have a functioning society, right?
No, and it's why we don't get along.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, it's hard to get along with someone that's criticizing you all the time. So it's, or bashing what you believe in or how you approach things. I mean, five different personality sides, it's five different ways to approach things. And there's nothing wrong with any of them. Some will work better. It's sort of saying to people, stop seeing the world through your lens and understand that in this case, we can identify five different lenses to look at the world. All of them valid, all of them important. I mean, my gosh, if you want someone to take care of your kids, hire someone that's got a lot of earth energy. They will get nurtured maybe better than you as a metal personality or wood personality would nurture them in ways. You know, they may be the one that teaches the girl how to sew. I mean, who knows? But honor them for that. I mean, I think understanding leads to the ability to honor, to value somebody. And it's so easy, as you said, to diss somebody but that means you just don't understand them.
Right. And that's, I think, probably the worst way to handle things is to just bash somebody else's beliefs or knock them down for, you know, their points of view or their personalities or whatever. Like, that isn't the right way to do things. And so, you know, we see that all too often. And unfortunately, not only is that just, you know, through social media or the news or whatever, that comes into our relationships. And that's the way we start interacting with just person at the grocery store or whatever. And that's no way to go about living your life, right?
You're setting people up to fail. I mean, I do coaching with business executives. It's like, if you want someone to be a good salesperson, don't hire an earth. They'll be baking them cookies. They're not going to be making, well, I don't want to bother you, so maybe we'll talk about the sale later. I mean, hire someone that's either got a lot of fire or a lot of wood, or ideally a combination of the both, because we all have all five. So it's helping us play to people's strengths when we're working with them, or we're raising them as our children, or we're trying to get along with a mother-in-law. Everybody has strengths. Each of these personalities has great gifts to offer. They may not be the same gifts you have to offer, but look at them through the lens of their gifts, and that's where understanding comes from. And it's much easier to get along with people that way.
Yeah, and so you also mentioned as part of this book that you wrote, and there's a few quick fixes that you can have when things aren't going the right way. Could you talk a little bit about those?
Okay, yes. Some of them will sound a little different or too easy to believe or whatever, but they're true. Let's talk about, for metal elements, people that are, you know, it's the end of the cycle. They're really analytical. They're really wise. They can look back and say, this worked, this didn't. We're not going to bother with this anymore. There are teas. Red clover tea will help balance the metal energy. L-caffeine and mullein teas will help balance the metal energy. There are stones, hematite, snowflake obsidian, the energy. Everything has energy to me. I mean, so there's energy in everything. Those help balance metal. The color white is very good for supporting metal. If you have too much metal, that you're kind of stuck and you just don't know how to go, you can't move forward, you're just stuck, or you're hypercritical, you know, you realize, God, I've been bitching about everybody today. I mean, I really am not meaning to be so critical. You want to loosen that up. And what will do that is water. Metal flow, the energy flows out of metal in the model into water. So by building your water, you're pulling energy out of metal. So wearing blue or painting a wall blue. I had one guy who worked in an office where they were two of them in an office. And the person that he was in office with was a metal person. And they were just, you know, driving him bonkers. So he had them paint one wall blue. And, you know, it made enough of a subtle difference that it's like, okay, yeah, the guy chilled out a lot. It was really good. Another thing that helps if there's too much metal is fire. Fire melts metal. So reds and fiery things like that. Again, some of it sounds pretty woo-woo, but I've been in practice for decades and used this with people. And it's subtle, but it works. It makes a difference. You know, we're not trying to change people. We're just trying to help bring them into balance and for themselves personally and help other people understand them. I mean, a truly loving gift is to say, hey, you know, you seem like you're really agitated these days. I brought you a blue scarf to wear because water helps dampen down too much fire. So it's, you know, it just depends on how what you want to do with it, how you want to use it. Some people use the book just to understand. It's like, okay, so if I understand, I get it. But there's so much more you can do to be proactive to help. I mean, I had another person that knew that her mother-in-law was really, really a fiery woman, which, you know, her husband thought, oh God, you know, my mom was always a barrel of laughs. You know, it was so much fun. Drove my client crazy. So to try and help the mother-in-law not be so fiery when she and her husband came over, she seriously did get like a blue tablecloth. She, you know, she served teas that would be a little dampening to fire energy. And it's subtle, it's minor, but it can make a difference.
Yeah, that's interesting how, you know, some of those small fixes could, you know, help to tamper mm-hmm. some of the stronger personality that you might be in contact with. So again, the book, The 5 Elements of Relationships, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Any Place. Where can people go to get a copy of this book and get in touch with you?
The book is available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. And my website is drvickimatthews.com. And if they're interested to know the mix of the elements in their personality, on that website is a free little quiz that they can take, very short, one page, about to help them see, you know, how much of me is metal, how much of me is water, fire, because we all have all 5 of them in us. And there's also getalongnow.com is a free little booklet they can get.
Okay, excellent. And I will have links to all of that in the show notes. So anyone who's looking to get a copy of the book or take that quiz, check the show notes out and I'll link them there. And you can check it out and get in touch with Dr. And Vicky Matthews through the website.
Go to Vicky@drvickimatthews.com is the email you can use if you want to reach out.
Excellent. Yes. So the contact information will be there as well. Excellent. So again, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Really glad that you came on and helped us to better understand the other people in our lives and the relationships that we have and how we can help improve them as we progress forward.
Yeah, that's the goal. I want everybody to feel like they have tools to get along better.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to support the show, please check out Scott's book, Surviving Sun, on Amazon. All of the sales from that book go directly back into this podcast and work to help veterans in need. You can also follow the Drive On Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts.